You are listening to the Rob Scott Podcast, your source for Rob's take on current events. Let's begin the show.
Can you believe it? Another Thanksgiving? This year is coming to an end so quickly, and I can't even believe that it's Thanksgiving already. It's incredible. Thanks for joining me. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you got the chance to, you know, spend a lot with family and friends. And it's a good time to reflect on the many wonderful things you have in your life. It's an incredible time. You know, it's something you should do all the time. You should always keep a grateful heart all the time. But if you don't do that, then Thanksgiving is a good time to, like, take that day and think about that. We have a lot going on in the world today. And if you read the news, I was trying to get a podcast out by the first of the week, and it has just been incredibly, incredibly busy at FedEx, making deliveries. We've been working long days. It's starting to pick up already. Our season started. Next week is going to be a killer after Black Friday. And I've been getting home so late. I'm just barely rolling into the shower, cleaning up and getting something in my face and then going to bed basically and falling asleep. And I was trying to get something done before the holidays, but I just couldn't. It was just like, I was just falling asleep too much. But I've been thinking all week, you know, I've taken a little bit of a break from Facebook and listening to, like, different podcasts and stuff, because I just wanted to kind of, like, release yourself, you know, for a week and kind of cleanse the palate a little bit. Usually I'll throw in a podcast or something while I'm driving out to Price and on the way home, listen to some music or something like that. But I'm usually trying to catch up on news and current events and things like that, so I can stay educated on what's going on in the world today. And this week I kind of just, I've been training somebody. So I've been talking with that, you know, with him. So I haven't been listening to the different podcasts I like to listen to, which has actually been pretty good, because it just kind of unplugs you for a moment. And, you know, you don't have all this stuff in your face all the time and in your ears all the time. And it's if you do it enough, it's like that's all that you're surrounded by, you know. It's the only thing in your life, you know. And it can be troubling, and it can be, you know, give you a warped sense of what's going on in the world. And that's why I'm thankful today. And I just wanted to make a real quick post today. I'm thankful today that I live in this great country. We have so many freedoms here in this world. It is incredible to me that a lot of people take this for granted. They take our country for granted. They've been educated to, you know, hate us, hate this country, hate what we stand for, hate the Constitution, hate capitalism, whatever you want to. They hate everything. And it's just incredible to me that you can live in this country and the freedoms that you have, the freedoms of speech, freedoms of religion, freedom to say whatever you want to say, to basically do anything that you want to do within the law, of course. You are truly a free person here in the United States of America. We just don't have those freedoms anymore. Go outside the United States. It makes me laugh. I can't remember who the actor's name was, but he's from Canada. And he was so tight. He said, I'm so tired of people saying they're tired of the USA and I want to move to Canada or something like that. He says, we don't really want you. we don't really want you. Kind of go somewhere else. Try France or, you know, Germany or somewhere else. You know, we have our own problems here. We don't really need any more problems. And I thought, you know, why are people wanting to leave the United States of America? I don't get it. You won't go anywhere else and have the freedoms that you have here. You just won't. And I know that there are some that mirror us in some ways and shapes or forms, but nothing has the complete package that the United States of America has. They just don't. And you see all these protests and things going on, and people don't realize that they really do have the freedom to be able to do the things that they're doing here in America that they wouldn't have elsewhere, especially in the countries that they are, you know, currently they are, you know, riding over right now. They just don't have the freedoms. I just don't think that they put the two and two together. The equation doesn't equal out some way or somehow, or they don't take time, or their teachers or their professors have brainwashed them so much that they actually believe that this country, this government, what, you know, we as people are, you know, just embedded in all kinds of bad, evil, you know, thinking and bad history and evil history and stuff like that. I just don't get it. Okay, if you really understand this great country and its history, we are people that, yeah, we have our ills, we have our problems, we've gone through periods in this country in our history where we, you know, not a lot to be, some of that not to be proud of. Slavery is one of those. Slavery is one of those that we shouldn't be proud of. But the thing is that we, as a country, and most people in this country, look at slavery as something that it's a battle that we won, that we fought and we won because we recognized that it was evil, that it was bad, and we did something about it. We don't want to live in history. We want to continue to move forward, but there's a lot of people that want us to stay in history, or they want to change the history like that history doesn't exist, and they want to change history by changing what they're doing now, and it's impossible to do. You can't do it. You know, it's better to look at your history and say, what did I learn from it? And then I'm going to make every effort that I can make as an individual to make sure that doesn't happen anymore. I'm going to do it peacefully. I'm going to do it, you know, privately. I'm going to do it in a way that will really help and uplift and motivate people in our country. But I'm going to look at my country and say, hey, I'm proud of I'm proud of being part of a greater thing here. It's like your individual life. You know, everybody has sins. Everybody is a sinful person. And if I want to look at you and you and you and you and point my finger at you and say, hey, you've had this, something's wrong with you. You do this. I don't like what you do here. I don't believe the way that you believe. And I hold, you know, I hold animosity towards you all the time because of that. What a miserable life I have. I mean, literally have a miserable life. If that's the only thing that brings me value, is I point my fingers at other people and call the other side of the aisle evil, bad, you know, because I have different views and different thoughts. I don't get it in a way that there's so much of a better way to motivate people. There's a better way to get to an end that you want without having to go through this hate and this divisionist kind of attitude. It just always ends up bad, and we're feeling that right now in our country, where nobody can get along with anybody. It's especially in the government, nothing's getting done. We got, you know, Democrat against Republicans, black against whites. You got Republicans against Republicans. You got Democrats against Republicans, far left Democrats. You got people that hate America. You got people that want Hamas to rule the world. And those are the people that are in our government. It's just, my gosh, it's like, and thankfully we have this week and all, actually starting this, you know, starting Thursday. And going through the end of the year and the first of the year, we get a chance to kind of renew. We get a chance to pause everything and try to make course corrections in our lives. And I hope that we do the same thing in America. We need to do that. America is just made up of a bunch of individuals, right? That's all we are. And if each individual takes the time to inventory their life and what they're doing and what am I doing? Is it something that is bringing about a better place for me to live? Not just for me, you know, just not for my welfare, but for the welfare of everybody around me. I understand you got to work, and I understand you got to do this, and you got to take care of your family, and you got to take care of yourself, and you got to eat right, you got to go out and I understand that. I'm not dumb. But what I don't understand is why we allow ourselves to get so selfish and so self-centered that we allow things around us to be destroyed, all in the name of self-awareness and that I need to take care of myself. We're just willing to throw it all away, and we go down this empty road, this dead end. Sometimes that dead end's pretty far down the road, and we don't know that it's a dead end, but it's actually a dead end. And when we hit it, we go, oh my gosh, what happened? I was following this road, and I thought it had plush green grass on both sides. It was great. The cities were beautiful when it went by, but a dead end, and I can't go any further. And you have to turn around, and you have to go back to reality. Reality's tough sometimes. Reality isn't always kind, but it's the best way to go. It's better than that, than living in a fantasy world. And I hope that, this holiday, we have a chance to do that as a country. I'll wait and see. I'll listen to some of the comments from our leaders and see where they go. You can always tell. Just listen to what and how the leaders of our country our Congress, our White House, the bureaucracy, that just listen to what they say and how they say it. You can tell if they're wanting to make a change or if they just want to continue on. They're just throwing out platitudes and things that make you feel good. I don't want just to feel good. I want to be good. I want to be good as a nation. I want to love my fellow American. I want to live a higher plane than what we are currently living in and what we're currently spouting in our government and our leaders that we have put trust and confidence in. We voted them into office, and we're not getting our money's worth. Believe, we're paying taxes and we're not getting our money's worth. So this Thanksgiving, I hope that you had a chance to reflect. I hope it wasn't just the day you ate and got, you pigged out and ate too much and you have to go out and run, 100 miles. Or ride a century to go burn off all the calories that you took in. I hope it's more than just sitting around watching your favorite football games on the holiday. I hope you took time to really reflect as an individual upon the blessings that you have in your life, your health and strength. You're blessed to have hopefully you're blessed to have a job that's providing for you and your family. You have loved ones. Me, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters. I'm thankful for my children, my grandchildren. There's nothing more pleasing and more exciting to me than I get a video from my daughters of my grandkids doing goofy things, and just seeing their faces and them growing is just, I don't think my children understand quite enough how much that means to their parents, to their grandparents. They really don't. I just pray and hope that they continue to do that. I pray that my kids will stay close to each other, communicate with each other, talk with each other, share what they're going through in their lives. I don't need to be part of that all the time. There's a thing that parents are. They're privy to other things that they're not, and that's okay. I just hope that they do that. That's why in one way, every Sunday, I send out a little message to all of my children and all the extended family, the husbands and wives and everything. And I just kind of recap the week, and I recap, something that I've learned throughout the week. Sometimes it's a religious principle. Sometimes it's just life. And I try to share that and tell them how much I love them, that I love them more than they know. And that's what I wanted out of this Thanksgiving. And that's what I'm going to try to work for the end of the year and for this coming 2024. I'm going to work towards that more and put more emphasis on that, because I'm happier as an individual when I do that. I'm happier as an individual when I put myself pass beyond myself and worry about other things, not worry, but concentrate on other things that have a lot more value than just always worrying about myself. And it's easy to get down into that hole and worry, you know, and you get deep, 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 way deep into that. And it's easy to get there and it's harder to get out. So I just want to, I've climbed out of that and I'm trying to find, and I have in a lot of cases, just continue to find that worth in my daily living and my daily work and my daily associations with friends and especially my family. Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you have the end of the year is a good year, a good next, month and a half or so. Go out and spend some money. Let your family know that you love them. Take some time to go to church. Renew your faith this season. Make sure your family knows that you love them. Your kids know that they love, you know, that you just absolutely would do anything for them. Make sure that there's no questions along those lines. And I'll talk to you next week.